Harrison, Red Bull, KTM. Let's start with 250s. Tom, I mean, look, he's on the box, but tick off of those rivals all day long. Was he pretty upset about it? Was he okay? Or where do you stand?
No, he was okay. Yeah. We thought it was going to be challenging having two whoops back-to-back today. And in the end, he actually handled the first set really well. And to be in the same kind of rhythm lane as them, I was happy with him.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he did okay. And if a guy does his best, that's all we can ask for.
Yeah. Yep. AP, big battle with Bam Bam for a lot. And Bam hasn't got a podium this year. I was like, oh, Justin is not going to give that up. He went down, but that was the battle to watch all day.
Yeah, it was a good battle. And I got to say, Aaron has impressed me.
Yeah.
This is his fifth podium in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So he's definitely found his rhythm. And today was just another like epic example of like he's a good rider, a good person. And it's just nice to see a guy like that make it to the podium each weekend. His riding was nothing like Chase. You can't compare it against that. But against the rest of the field, was good riding.
Yeah, he did a good job. Yeah. He didn't get the start. Chase did. And I don't know if you watched the video back, but Chase was like looking like he was trying to guess the thing again. He maybe wasn't, but he nailed it. You know, I was a little nervous. I thought he was going to hit the gate. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice it.
Yeah.
I was dead on. So it's always hard to see from up front. But my eyes are normally glued on both of them, watch them. But I saw as soon as he left, I thought, okay, he's got a good jump.
Yeah. He nailed it. So Aaron's starts have been money lately.
Yeah.
Anything that Aaron does off the start that you can help with Chase? I mean, today was great, but you know what I mean?
No, you know as well as me, you know, that leaving the start is so much rider technique. You can put in launch control mode and all these other different things, but the release of the clutch, going when the gate drops right away, that's key.
Yep.
All the other stuff will do nothing, you know. And I think Aaron just found his groove. And once your confidence builds there, then that's the biggest part of it, you know.
Kind of like McElrath right now. He's the same way.
Yeah.
McElrath.
Exactly.
Whatever he's doing, it's working. Right?
Exactly. Off that mud race, he seems to be in his groove.
Chase rode great. And I was talking to Hammaker, and Hammaker got it sketchy a couple times in the whoops, but otherwise, he looked really good. Chase, I think, copied that. He didn't look like he put a wheel wrong anywhere. I thought he rode an amazing race.
Yeah, one of the best I've seen him ride. To go from the whole shot to lead every single lap and then basically just trail ride the last three or four laps I was speechless. It was really, really good. And once I walked those whoops afterwards, I couldn't believe he was doing that. It was amazing.
Yeah, early on the key was the blitz versus Coop. Coop couldn't nail the blitz of the first set, right?
I mean, Coop did his best. He rode a great race too, but today Chase was in a class of his own.
Now, you've been a mechanic for championship guys. Obviously, you want to be in Coop's spot because he's got the lead. But on the other hand, Chase just knows he has no pressure to me and he has to kind of win. Like, it's not a bad spot to be in if you're Chase, I think.
I mean,
you'd rather be in the points lead.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Definitely rather be in the points lead. But it is what it is, and we just got to tackle each weekend as best we can and, you know, see what happens. But at the moment, it looks like those two guys are going to be at the front of the pack each week.
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing. These two guys are raising above, right?
Yeah, I'm not discrediting anybody else. You know, Kenny, I'm sure, will be in there. And, you know, we do have a couple challenging races at altitude, so we'll have to see. But at the moment, definitely looks like them too.
So in my experience too, as the title wears down, these guys don't want to touch their bikes. Is that where Chase is at? Just not touching the bike?
I sure hope so.
Okay.
But today I was impressed with the, even though he wasn't the quickest in qualifying and stuff, I could see in his ideal time and that he was really on it. And he was super, super strong in the whoops all day. And that's confidence for a rider. So we were in a good spot.
So you didn't change much on the bike, right?
Today nothing.
Right. Yeah. So let's just keep it going.
Today was very, very calm.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, Ian.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Cool. All right, thank you very much.